New York's 21st Congressional District comprises more than 16,000 square miles of northern New York, from the St. Lawrence River in the west to Lake Champlain in the east. Owens said the most immediate and serious problems in the wake of the government shutdown will occur at the district's largest military installation, Fort Drum.
We have a significant number of civilian employees at that installation. It is a unit that is still at war. These folks are critical to the accomplishment of that mission. We're seeing some significant furloughs there, at least temporarily. The furloughs affect about a third of the employees. However, as this plays out and the training exercises are completed, that number or percentage could change dramatically. And I think that the way in which the civilian workforce has been treated is abominable in this particular situation.
Owens anticipates that as the shutdown continues, there will be heightened problems for veterans applying for new benefits and seniors seeking Medicare and Medicaid, local workforce investment boards, and attempts to contact federal agencies. He said there would be no impact at the U.S.-Canadian border, nor with mail delivery. The major bone of contention for the Republicans is the Affordable Care Act, often referred to as Obamacare. Owens acknowledges that changes should be made to the law, but criticizes Republican tactics.
Do I think that there are things that need to be changed? Absolutely. I said that when I voted for it. But the position that our friends on the other side have taken is this is not an exercise in making it better. This is an exercise in knocking it out. And since there is nothing to replace it, it seems irresponsible to me to walk down that path. If, in fact, they were offering a series of changes that we might debate, I'd be happy to have that conversation.
Owens points directly to a cadre of Republicans for creating the shutdown crisis.
You may have read that Congresswoman Bachman has said that what the conservative wing of the Republican Party wanted to accomplish was a government shutdown, and they've done it, and they're happy about it. So that tells me that those folks are not governing responsibly. We're in a situation where a relatively small group of people, and I know lots of good, solid, rational Republicans who are prepared to do a sensible, rational bill. And unfortunately, Mr. Boehner is being negatively impacted by a small group of people who are able to control the agenda and have really ground the process to a halt, which I think is absolutely irresponsible.
Owens believes the impasse will continue as the deadline for Congress to vote on the debt ceiling approaches.
Because people are not talking seriously about how to solve the overall problem. And that's really what we need to get back to. We need to be able to sit down and have conversations, and people seemingly are unwilling to do that.
Franklin County Republican Committee Chair Roland Thomas acknowledges there is a split within the Congressional Republican Caucus, but also believes the GOP was forced to make a stand.
It's unfortunate for the folks that work for the government that aren't going to be getting a paycheck, but we have to live with less. We have to live within our means. Every day, people across the country got to live within their means. But when it comes to government, it seems to just be out of control. I'm not happy with the shutdown. I don't think anyone is. But I think it's something that had to happen. And we had to make a stand sooner or later, and I think they did.
Downstate New York Republican Congressman Peter King told MSNBC there are meetings among Republican lawmakers today aimed at resolving the stalemate over the shutdown. King also said that he senses an increasing number of House Republicans are growing weary of what he called, quote, the Ted Cruz wing of the party, unquote. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.